Hello. In this video, I'll tell you about Ada Webpack. What is it and how to get started with it? This video is for FOSDEMO 2022. A short about me. I'm from Ukraine, and since 2002, I'm developing a website for people interested in Ada on ex-USSR space. We have a website, mail list, forum, Telegram chat, and recently YouTube channel. You can reach me on GitHub, Telegram, or Gitter. So, what is Ada Webpack? This is a toolkit to develop a web application using Ada. Currently, web application is very promising technology because there is a lot of devices that support web applications. The list of supporting devices starts from desktop system, laptops, tablets, phones, car navigation system, and so on and so forth. Since you develop application using this technology, it will be run on any such device. Ada Webpack includes WebAssembly toolchain, customizer Ada runtime library, and web binding for API supported by browser. What is WebAssembly? This is a virtual machine with portable binary format for executables. This virtual machine is capable to embed in a host environment, and this includes browsers. And currently, every modern browser supports virtual machine for WebAssembly. The WebAssembly development as a language independent, and if you look at the list of supporting languages, you will find the most of them use LLVM as backend. LLVM is a toolchain built around well-documented intermediate representation. This package contains many front ends that takes high-level language such as Ada and generate intermediate representation, and also it has many backends that from given intermediate representation generate binaries for some target, for example WebAssembly. For current project, we're interested in Ada frontend and WebAssembly backend in LLVM. Both of them are currently available. For frontend, we use GNOT LLVM, this project on GitHub, and it join GNOT frontend for Ada and LLVM backend to generate binaries. After compiling GNOT LLVM, you will have a bunch of executables like LLVM GCC. This is a compiler. You can feed them with Hello World RDB and get binaries generated by LLVM. And what also interesting for us is that this toolchain is known by JupyterBuild tools. There is a dedicated target, and when you call JupyterBuild with target LLVM options, JupyterBuild will find LLVM toolchain binaries and use them to generate the code. So, how to compile WebAssembly. First, you need to pass the target LLM switch to the compiler. This will tell LLM the target system. Secondly, you also need to provide the target-dependent information to GNAT, because otherwise GNAT will use your host environment as a target, and this is not correct because your host is 64 bits and WebAssembly is 32 only. Target-independent information contains size of some basic types like integer, float, double, pointers, and so on. Target information locates in a file that we provide for WebAssembly, and you point to this file with GNAT ET option on command line. And as I mentioned before, you also need target LLVM if you use JPR build to build your project. This way you will get two target options if you use JPR build. One option for compiler and another option for JPR build. It's a bit strange, but it's required. Then you will have binaries, but this is not enough because to get a working executable, you need a runtime. GNAT runtime based on POSIX, and this doesn't match a WebAssembly environment. That's why we developed a custom runtime based on Barrelboard GNAT runtime. Such runtime exposes restriction of WebAssembly, and a list of this restriction includes no exception, except local exception handling, no nested program access, because access to nested program requires trunk lines, and this is not possible in WebAssembly currently. Also, you cannot use task and protected object because WebAssembly doesn't allow stack manipulation required to tasks. Also, our runtime contains a custom memory allocator based on TLSF algorithm, which has nice properties like simple implementation and predictable time of operations. This allocator uses host environment to get additional piece of memory when it lacks space. Besides GNAT runtime, we also provide some packages to support WebAssembly development and the core. Such package is wasm.objects. It allows you to pass pointers from JavaScript space to Ada. WebAssembly virtual machine is separated from JavaScript machine, and you cannot pass JavaScript pointer into Ada space. For Ada object, you can get the access and convert it to integer and pass to JavaScript, but this doesn't work in other direction. To overcome this, we provide a package that contain mapping from JavaScript objects used in your program to some integer identifiers. Then you can use such identifiers to call JavaScript methods and read and write object attributes for JavaScript objects. To work with Web API in the browser, we provide Web API binding, and the core package of this binding is Web Strings. It provides abstraction that represents strings, and you can convert usual ADA strings to objects from this package, and then use such object in Web API elsewhere. Most rich Web API is Web DOM. This API allow you to interact with representation of the page in the browser. If you worked ever with a DOM API, you will find this very familiar. The DOM contains types for nodes, documents, element of the documents, and corresponding functions like get element by ID. It also provides types for events, event target, event listener. Using the procedure like at event listener, you can attach a handler for some events on nodes in DOM tree. On top of this binding, we provide a web HTML package that let you work with HTML elements like button, inputs, forms, and so on. The topmost element is a web window that let you wait to get access to the document and start working with the page. Another interesting binding is WebGL. WebGL is API to render two-dimension and third-dimensional graphics. And this API includes objects, buffers, shaders, textures, and so on. This standard supported by most modern browsers and let you develop very nice looking applications. To communicate between server and clients, we provide binding for WebSockets and XML HTTP request. WebSockets is a bidirectional protocol, while XML HTTP request let you execute simple requests like GET, POST, PUT, and so on over HTTP. So how the simplest web application looks like? Firstly, you need an HTTP file with elements to interact with the user. In the current demo, this is a paragraph with hello world text and a button with hello ADA title. Button is initially disabled and the text is hidden. On the other side, we declare a listener that will react on a click event. This handler will find the paragraph by ID and set hidden property on this element to false. To initialize the demo, we provide procedure initialize demo that finds the button and attach a listener to this button and enable the button. Overall structure of ADA program contains an empty main to demonstrate that actual code execution is on JavaScript side. The main includes a demo package and initialization of the demo package is in the package body. To launch this application, you need a piece of JavaScript This is required because JavaScript used to load WebAssembly application and start the WebAssembly virtual machine. JavaScript code is very small and doesn't change much between the project. You can just copy paste these several lines to your project, and this will should work. As you see, other Webpack contains lower level to develop a web application and perhaps to create a future application, you need more high-level stuff. We provide several repositories to help with this. First repository I would like to mention is Ada.js. It's a common API for WebGL and OpenGL and contains a common specification and two different implementation, one for native OpenGL application and another for WebGL web application. It simplifies development a bit. Another repository is Ada Web UI. It is the set of widgets to simplify web development. And third repository is re-implementation of Annex-E distributed system Annex in Ada reference manual that let you hide all details for client-server interaction. You describe the client-server like a usual Ada package and then split your application to two parts. One of them will be on server and another will be on client. To demonstrate what we already can do, I shall show you a simple demo. This is a rotated cube, and you can interact with it with a mouse pointer. And how can you get started with Ada Webpack? There is a dedicated repository on GitHub. It provides all required sources and instruction how to start. You can build it from sources, but it's a bit hard because required synchronized commits from several repositories. So instead, we recommend to use a Docker. And our page contains some instruction. You just create a Docker image and use this image as replacement of gpr build. There is also binaries released on the page. Current release has RPM for Fedora and binaries for Ubuntu. Besides this, we also provide MSys2 package in binary format. You just install this as usual with your package manager and get the working environment. After that, you can compile examples. We have several examples in the repository. And that's all for me. If you have any question, you're welcome. Right.
Yeah.
Instruction to install GNAT LLVM is on GitHub repository and a README file. It suggests to use source to build not LLVM from sources. But there is difficult with it because you need synchronized commits from several repositories. You should synchronize GNAT LLVM sources with GNAT sources. And this is most difficult part because sometimes GNAT LLVM
Did we lose the connection? Ah. I think.
Okay, Maxine, there appear to be some technical problems. You were dropped out for some time and now Fer is gone as well. You may want to repeat the last answer that you gave.
Okay. I mean that the guide for build GNAT LLVM is on GitHub page of GNAT LLVM source and you need to get the sources and build it from source. But it's difficult because you need synchronized commits from GNAT sources and GNAT LLVM sources. There's two different repositories.
Okay. I must confess, I'm lost a bit in what questions have already been answered as I was busy in another room. Was the question answered about whether there are any performance benchmarks? Is it known how Ada WASM compares to other languages? Is one question.
No.
So the question was whether there are any performance benchmarks available. I see Fer is back.
We didn't do such a
Oops, we're having quite some technical issues.
Okay. It's not important for us to have a high performance for GUI application, but I expect that Ada is as good as other languages.
Okay, I see that the broadcast will stop.